This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.
Protesters have continued, and new ones have sprouted up in the United States despite the arrest of a white former police officer who held his knee on the neck of a black man who died in police custody. It was announced that Derek Chauvin had been charged with murder in the death of 46-year-old George Floyd. In the announcement, it was stated that the video camera footage that sparked the national outcry helped contribute to the arrest. The cell phone footage showed Floyd repeatedly moaning and gasping while he pleaded to Chauvin, kneeling on his back, "Please, I can't breathe." After several minutes, though, Floyd gradually grows quiet and ceases to move. Chauvin and three fellow officers at the scene were fired Tuesday from the Minneapolis Police Department. In addition, it's anticipated that the other officers will be charged. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz apologized to CNN for the arrest of a network crew covering the violent protests in Minneapolis following the death of Floyd. Correspondent Omar Jimenez and two colleagues were handcuffed and led away by the Minnesota State Patrol while reporting live on the network Friday morning. Wall said the CNN chief executive, Jeff Zucker, had called him demanding to know why the crew had been detained. The crew was released within an hour. The number of deaths globally from COVID-19 is approximately 365,000, and the U.S. figure approaches 103,000. The number of confirmed infections now approaches a new milestone globally of 6 million people. And that is now 1.7 million in the United States. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.